relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Greetings, friends. As you prepare for this blessed, restful Thanksgiving week and weekend, let me make a recommendation to you. If you haven't seen it already, there's an incredible documentary out there. You can get it at Amazon Prime and at taptmovie.com. That's The Plot Against the President. It is the remarkable true story of one man fighting the swamp and fighting for the truth. He is none other than California's 22nd Congressional District's Representative, Devin Nunes, and he's with us right now. Congressman Nunes, welcome back to America First.
Hey, thanks for having me on, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family and all your listeners. And as always, it's a pleasure to be on your show.
Thank you kindly, and likewise to you and yours. Let's look forward. Whatever happens in the courts over the next 3 weeks, we know that the Congress will meet in a new session come January. We were told there would be a massive Democrat wave. Instead of that, Nancy Pelosi's margin as Speaker has dropped to under 7 seats in Congress. Does that mean that she will be a better behaved Speaker, or can we expect more investigations of congressmen, of conservatives, of members of the Trump administration along the lines of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's list of enemies, congressmen?
Well, my expectations for Pelosi are very, very low, being in the heart of California, dealing with these guys for over the years. We have a Politburo here. We have a one-party system in this state. They do things that if any normal, in the old days, politician, but for sure a Republican politician, would not last in office for just a matter of weeks. For example, having an ice cream fridge, you know, $30,000 ice cream fridge with very expensive ice cream in it in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah.
Going to get your hair cut while people are going broke that are not able to open up their hair salon. Those are fatal blows to any politician in the old days, but no longer, not in today's Obama Democratic Socialist Party. These people are one party control. They surround themselves. They control the media. They control the social media. You look at just Governor Newsom going to the most expensive restaurant just last week, having a big party, lying about it. And then now here in California, everything's closed. You know, even outdoor dining is now closed. This is madness. So getting back to what are my expectations in the House of Representatives, these are nasty, awful people. They will do and say anything to keep and hold power. So whether they have one vote or 7 vote majority, they'll do anything, Dr. Gorka. And I would just say that this is why those Georgia seats are so incredibly important, because the only way we're going to be able to continue these investigations is going to be in the Senate. You know, we'll be able to, you know, I shouldn't say House Republicans will continue to investigate, but people have to understand without subpoena power, it makes it very difficult for us.
Yeah. I have to ask before we get to the national question, since you brought it up so eloquently, if Gavin Newsom, if Nancy Pelosi's nephew remains the governor of California and proceeds with the policies we've witnessed in the last 10 months, can California survive economically, Congressman?
Well, look, it's the most blessed piece of land on planet Earth. And a lot of people don't realize this, but we have more oil than almost any state in the country. We don't use it, but we still have a huge industry there. I come from the breadbasket of the solar system, the San Joaquin Valley. We produce more here than anywhere else in the world. Because the sun shines, we have beautiful national parks, beautiful ocean, you know, weather that's basically great year round. All of those things. You know, so that's the tourist industry. So it's been very, very difficult to destroy California's economy. But this one-party socialist communist rule is getting very, very close. We're starting to lose retirees, people who typically would have no reason to leave California, right? I mean, you live in a great place. Why would you want to retire anywhere else but California? Well, they're leaving. You see no business startups here in this state. And in fact, you know, we've dumbed down our population so badly. And this is because of, it's not just the school system and the university system. It's the fake news operation, the Pravda operation, and then the censoring by social media. But, you know, it's so unbelievable that when you hear the Californication of these other states where people are fleeing the other states, it's not the retirees. Those people are great. They're conservatives. They're leaving. The funny part about it is, it's these millennial kids who are getting these $300,000 educations from these schools here in California and aren't smart enough or worldly enough to understand the reason they have to move to Texas or Utah or Boise, Idaho, or you name the place, is because the businesses will not open. Even these tech companies won't open a business there. They're moving. They're opening up businesses like Tesla moving to Texas. It's kind of funny to watch these kids have to leave the state, and then they go to these states and vote communist. It's unbelievable.
It's truly remarkable. It truly is. We're talking to Congressman Devin Nunes, California 22. Follow him right now, Devin Nunes on Twitter, and nunes.house.gov. Congressman,
I got to correct you, though, and I know it's
what?
Your show.
What?
But I only go to Twitter now to tell people to follow me at Parler.
Thank you. That's great. No, good. So they can find you on Parler.
Yeah. So I'm at Devin News on Parler because, you know, we've got to get up. These tech companies are destroying this country. These tech oligarchs, they're absolutely destroying this country. We do not understand how bad we have been manipulated as a population here in the United States of America. When you go to places like Parler or Rumble, it's like you get freedom. It's like it's something we haven't seen. We've been so accustomed to being censored. We don't even realize what it's like not to be censored.
All right, you heard it here. Go to Parler. We're on Parler as well. We're exploding on Parler. We've played the incredible monologue from Tucker Carlson earlier today on just how influential big tech was in swinging this election, and we don't mean in a democratic fashion. I have to ask you about that. We are 3 weeks in. How concerned are you that this election was a fraudulent election in terms of the results for Joe Biden? And are you satisfied with the Trump campaign's response so far?
Well, I look at it kind of twofold. So you've got the dead people that voted. You've got the strange discrepancies in terms of the ballots, when they were mailed, when they were received. It sounds to me like that's what Rudy Giuliani and Trump's team is now going to take on. Sidney Powell is actually looking at these bigger concepts of whether or not votes were changed. You know, why did so many states shut down in the middle of the night? And then you have these strange levels of votes per precinct. That's something that look, we need answers to all of this. And I think what kind of bewilders me about this, and I think is very strange, and I think it's very telling, Biden and his team are not acting like people who just won an election with 300 electoral votes.
How so? Like explain.
They're not. If you look at them, if you really won, you won with 300 electoral votes. That you're limping in, right? Like You're probably not going to have control of the Senate. You're barely keep control of the House. You lost all the state races. It's in Biden's best interest to be very confident in his victory. And he ought to say, look, you know, we've told you guys this about Trump. He makes these things up, and I'm so confident we're going to have a hand-counted recount. Whatever you want, Trump, we've got the votes. Republican Party, you guys are a bunch of conspiracy theorists. I'm so popular, I told everybody, I showed you how to run a campaign from my basement. So, hell yes, we'll call you. We are going to hold a press conference. We're going to recount Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin. This Dominion, there's no problem there. There's no problem with smart tech. These people are crazy. We're going to recount it all because I won.
So you mean he'd be behaving differently if he didn't have anything to hide?
That's what I look. I would never want that as being in an elected office. If it was a close race and I knew that I had won and there was no issue, I would say, look, you know, Democrat Joe here, he may be great. I don't want any of this nonsense, you know, fake news media, you keep calling me. I want a recount. I want a recount because I won this election fair and square. You're not going to claim that I didn't win this election. Well, that's what Biden ought to be doing, and he's not. And that should scare the hell out of everybody.
Such the tell. Perfect analysis from a man who knows the swamp well enough because he's been fighting for the truth, former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. You've got to read the book, The Plot Against the President, by our friend Lee Smith, and the incredible new movie in theaters. Where theaters are open, it's taptmovie.com, also on Amazon Prime. He is Devin Nunes, congressman for the 22nd District in California. He's on Twitter, but you should go to Parler, also nunes.house.gov. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
What is this Pelosi person and her love of those MS-13 shadows? Oh, and that Charles Schumer individual. Why, oh why, do they not love the great US of A?
That is the question. We will provide the answers here on America First on the Salem Radio Network. Guys, if you're just tuning in now and you've missed our incredible interviews, Senator Marsha Blackburn today, Congressman Devin Nunes, Lord Conrad Black, on and on and on. Jenna Ellis, you gotta subscribe to this thing called YouTube. It's superlative. And you'll find some other good things there. Look for my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. It's my photograph on my Twitter handle with the blue background. Oh, by the way, you heard Congressman Nunes say, why aren't you on Rumble? Well, we are. I just asked my team and we are already up there, the YouTube competitor. But for the time being, find us on every platform that matters. Somebody else who you should be subscribed to is our current guest. He is known as Mr. Reagan on YouTube. Chris Cole, are you there?
I am here. How are you?
I am very, very well, my friend, especially since now. I've never had this happen to me before in YouTube. I'm not even an anonymous source. I'm a named source in your video on Monday morning. You reacted to the Sydney Powell news, what's going on? And I was watching the video and you said, and I asked the only person I know in the swamp who has an answer. And I thought, who's he going to say? Sebastian Gorka, and you actually named me in your video as your source for what's going on. Thank you, Mr. Reagan.
Well, when you need to know what's going on, where else can you turn? Sebastian Gorka. But I'll tell you what, it was a bit devastating. A lot of people were freaking out.
Yes.
And I thought, well, I've got to do a video on this. But I actually didn't know what was happening. And I thought, such a strong pronouncement by the team, by the legal team, that's going to shake people up a little bit. And I thought, well, I got to get to the bottom line of this. Is Sidney Powell, has she done something terrible, or is she like a legit, you know, respectable person that we can all get behind? And I texted you and you said, you know what? She is a legit person. She is a good person, but maybe there is something there that just needed to be done for legal reasons. So that's the video that I put out. And
No, excuse me. Do not distort the words of your source. You actually quoted me correctly. You used the analogy I used, that she is she's too far over her skis. And then you came up in your video with this superlative additional analysis that this distancing was a legal protective measure because she's going after the shenanigans in various states, various governors involved in illegal activity. And that's why the Trump campaign had to distance themselves from the other issues in terms of vote counting. And don't do yourself down this, Mr. Reagan.
Well, when you're saying things that are so explosive, like she's saying, you do open yourself up to litigation. And so my supposition was that perhaps they are distancing themselves just for that. Very touchy about that kind of stuff.
I'm curious. You're in touch with your viewers, and you've got a great, great channel. It's Mr. Reagan on YouTube. What kind of response did you get to that video?
Well, a lot of people were really mad at me because I used the sort of hyperbolic statement that Sidney Powell was fired. You know, it was a little bit of a clickbait thing. She was never officially working for Donald Trump or with the Trump legal team. However, this severing seems to me that it would be perceived by the general public.
I got that on my YouTube on Monday. And guys, hang on a second. She was at the podium for the Trump campaign last week, and now she's been kicked off and she doesn't get... So guys, yes, she was fired, whether or not she had a contract.
It may not
or not
have been a technical firing, yes, but it was more of an essentially a firing.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, guys, you've got to follow this channel, Mr. Reagan. Also follow him on Twitter. Have you seen, let's talk about what you're good at, videos. Do you know who Jay Inslee is? Governor Washington?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, Washington State, yeah.
Have you seen the video he posted about Thanksgiving?
Oh, did he just post it? No, did he?
Okay, so guys,
I'm mostly following the California stuff, but go ahead and hit
it, me. It is one of the most shocking things I've seen in terms of political propaganda in a very, very long time. And I want I'm going to talk you through it, so because you have to watch it visually, but you'll get the gist of it from what he's saying. So let's run the audio now, and I'll walk you through it. It's from Governor Jay Inslee, and it's about this Thanksgiving and what you should not be doing. Shad, play cut.
COVID-19 can find you here when you're just trying to celebrate. It can find you here.
And then you're dying in a
hospital.
And
with your closest friends.
Images of a birthday party with your family.
Even here.
And the child is in hospital.
With family.
Dying. And then somebody taking a turkey
out of the
oven.
Stay 6 feet apart. Don't host gatherings, even in your own home. Protect the people you love.
Don't host gatherings. Stay away from your family. That's, and it shows children, strapping young men and grandfathers at parties and then dying on a ventilator in hospital. Your comments.
Oh, they're such drama queens, aren't they? Everything's there was a great video many years ago. It was like a rap video. If you don't go along with all of the things that we're doing, people will die. Do you remember that?
Yes.
It was like a song, right? People will die, right? They're doing it, but they're ramping it up now, right? Everything's about COVID will kill everyone, right? And I think there was new numbers from the WHO recently that showed that the fatality rate is pretty unbelievably low.
Yeah, it's less than 1%.
And you say close to the flu, and you get you get demonetized, you get deplatformed. So you got to be careful about what you say, because YouTube, Facebook, all those guys, they have problems with people saying that kind of stuff. But this is from the WHO. I'm not making this stuff up. And they're still overreacting about it because I don't know really why. I mean, the election is over. They think they won. We're obviously not convinced of that, but what is the point in controlling everyone? I honestly can't figure it out. I was going to do a video about this as well coming up. What do you think the issue is? Why do you think they're continuing these authoritarian measures? The election's over. They don't need to make Trump look bad anymore.
It's who they are. These are individuals.
So.
Let's be very clear here, and we're gonna hold you over for another segment, because this is really important stuff. people say that political parties and sides have ideologies, and that is in fact incorrect. If you are a conservative, you don't have an ideology. You have the truth. You believe in objective. You don't need an ideology. An ideology is a political prism through which you distort reality to fit a political framework. The left are ideologues, and they are victims of their own ideology. And when they've been telling us for 10 months that this is like the Spanish flu, guess what? They actually tend to believe it themselves. And like Jay Inslee, they become Goebbels-like fear-mongers. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network with Chris Coles. Follow him right now, Mr. Reagan USA on Twitter and Mr. Reagan on YouTube. Stay on this channel and don't touch that dial. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is marking its season of hope, and they need your help. The foundation is honoring America's heroes by donating 36 homes in 36 days. That's one home a day from Thanksgiving through New Year's Eve. Tunnel to Towers is gifting homes in more than 24 states across our nation. They're bringing hope to great Americans, our catastrophically injured veterans, Gold Star, and fallen first responder families. The foundation is giving thanks to all of those who have sacrificed so much for us, and to the many people like you across this country who have supported their efforts to honor our nation's heroes. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Donate $11 a month by going to t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. T2T.org. Help bring hope to America's heroes and their families. Thank you.
Family and knowing that my dad cares, he's sending me all these gifts thanks to you, and I really like to thank you for it.
I like the presents that my dad sent me. I know that you guys care and he cares, so I just want to thank you for that, and I love Christmas.
Thank you, Angel Tree, for doing all that you do, because you don't have to do this, but you choose to do it, and I really appreciate it.
Do you know who that is? If you've missed it before, those are Quentin and Alana, two children whose father is in prison. And they're thanking you if you've supported the Angel Tree program. Because what the Prison Fellowship does every Christmas for hundreds of thousands of children in America who have a mother or father behind bars, they provide them with a Christmas present, a children's Bible, and a message of love and hope from that incarcerated parent. You have already made a Christmas brighter this year for 300 children. If you haven't done so yet, will you be one of those Christmas angels? Please go to our website, sebgorka.com, and click on the Angel Tree banner today. $22 gets a gift to one of those children, a Bible and a message from their parent. $220 makes a difference for 10 of these girls and boys. You can call the Prison Fellowship on 888-206-2794. That's 888-206-2794. Or just go to our webpage today, sebgorka, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and right at the top, the Angel Tree banner. Be one of the children's Christmas angels today. We are back with our good friend. He is the host of a fabulous YouTube channel called Mr. Reagan. You can follow him on Twitter at Mr. Reagan USA. Chris, you've changed in your style of YouTube content, and I'm loving it. I'm loving it. It was a lot of cultural, fun stuff, and then you got a little bit more, or a lot more political. Let me surmise why that is with a couple of audio cuts that may have pushed you over the edge. Let's start with Anna Navarro, who calls herself a Republican, and this is what she said, this is what she did, this is what she sang on The View.
I'm in the Christmas spirit. Joy to the world, the Trumps are gone. Let us receive Joe Biden.
And then we had a man who used to be a comedian called Colbert. And this is what he said about Donald Trump Jr. catching the coronavirus.
Because on Friday, we learned that Don Jr. tested positive for the coronavirus. Oh, my God, that is so sweet. Don Jr. finally got something from his father.
Are these some of the reasons you're doing stuff that's a little bit more political, Chris Coles?
Well, I'll tell you what, Anna Navarro has annoyed the heck out of me, even way back in the Obama days when she was pretending to be a Republican back then, because she was only a one-issue person.
Yes.
Right? She was all about racial issues. And I could tell back then she was a rhino, right? Republican in name only. She was never really a Republican. Colbert, I give a little bit more slack to because he's a comedian, okay? You're trying to make people laugh.
Chris? Chris, start that sentence again with Colbert. Have we lost him? Okay, we have to return to Chris Coles when we can make that connection. However, he did tell me in the break something very, very interesting, that he's been investigating something called the bellwether counties in America, all of which indicate the success of a presidential candidate, and all of the marked bellwether counties, strangely, went Republican, went for Donald Trump, but he lost the overall Electoral College vote. How strange. So we're looking forward to the next video from Chris Coles on the Mr. Reagan channel. Additionally, he's been doing a lot of research he shared with us with what happens if the election is contested. What happens if Rudy Giuliani, if Jenna Ellis, if Joe DiGenova are successful, elections are overturned, and nobody gets the 270 Electoral College vote mandate? So keep tuned to his channel, Mr. Reagan. And also, this Friday, after Thanksgiving, you will have an hour with Tara Ross, the woman who literally wrote the book on the Electoral College. So, two things that will make you smarter when it comes to the road ahead, and that is the upcoming videos from our buddy Chris Coles and our Friday after Thanksgiving special, including an hour with Tara Ross on how the Electoral College can save America. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network with me, your host, Bastian Gorka, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, 100% drug-free pain relief that actually works. Just listen to Eileen from Kentucky. I received the Relief Factor trial package probably about 2 weeks ago. I was at the point where I could hardly walk. I'm 87 years old, so I have to expect these things. I want you to know that right now I'm walking. I'm dancing to music on the television, and I have absolutely no pain. I just wanted to let you know that you've totally changed my life. Absolutely amazing. Thank you so much. You don't know what Relief Factor has done for me. Shouldn't that be your story? Shouldn't you be pain-free? If you've tried everything else and nothing has worked, you owe it to yourself right now to go to ReliefFactor.com and order the 3-week quick starter pack. You can call them on 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. The 3-week quick starter pack will be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening, just like I do. And I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for Eileen, me, and thousands of your fellow Americans. That's Dr. G's promise to you.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
If you wear the uniform of the Republic, does that mean you are impervious to criticism and that you will always be a good person? No, and I give you Exhibit A. Retired Marine Corps General Jim Mattis, who is a coward, who doesn't love this country, and who has betrayed his oath, not only as a cabinet member, a political appointee in the Trump administration, but as a Marine. As Joel Pollack reports in Breitbart, former Secretary of Defense James Mattis declared in an article yesterday that the, quote, America First policies of the Trump administration have damaged national security, and called on Joe Biden to, quote, eliminate America First from U.S. strategy. Who would do that? Who would say that America isn't first, that loves this country? Who would say that America First should be jettisoned? Who doesn't think that this is the greatest experiment in democracy, and our republic is the freest nation on God's earth that has liberated more people than any other on the planet? Only a person who hates this country. He is trying to ingratiate himself with the globalists. And just a little reminder, this is the man who, when he was in the White House, when the president decided it's time to move our embassy and recognize Jerusalem, this man said, Mr. President, don't do it, because you will trigger World War III. Mad Dog Mattis was a coward, not a mad dog, a lapdog. And we see through you, and you have besmirched the Marine Corps, and you are a disgrace. Somebody who's done exactly the opposite, who understands what America is and why America First actually makes sense, is a woman who I discovered yesterday because somebody had reposted one of her Facebook posts, and it is a remarkable text. Let me just share with you a few lines. I'm sitting in a small coffee shop and trying to think of what to write about. I scroll through my newsfeed on my phone, looking at the latest headlines of Democrat candidates calling for policies to, quote, fix the injustices of capitalism. I put my phone down and continue to look around. I see people talking freely, working on their MacBooks, ordering food that they get in an instant, seeing cars go by outside. And it dawned on me. We live in the most privileged time, in the most prosperous nation, and we have become absolutely blind to it. I've reposted that. You have to read the whole post. It is remarkable, and I wish I'd seen it earlier. But it's okay, because its author is with us right now, Alyssa Algren. Welcome to America First.
Thanks, Dr. Vorka. Pleasure to be here.
So talk to us about that post. Why? What made you write it? Because it's one thing to feel these things, to notice these things. It's another one to put your name to these observations and make a public statement. So share with us how you made that decision, Alyssa.
Yeah, actually, this was spring of 2019, and I just recently got my own column at Alpha News Minnesota. So I was a new writer as a side gig. I have a full-time job in finance, and so I had this new column, and I was supposed to produce an article every week, and this was, I already had one, and so this was the second one.
So this was your very, very second article.
This is the very second article I've ever written in my life, yes.
And what was the reaction?
It was insane. I think a couple weeks in, it ended up going viral. I had a few guest slots on Fox. I was fortunate enough to talk with Tucker Carlson, and it was sort of a whirlwind after that. People reaching out, radio shows, and I'm not a writer. I don't have any formal writing experience. I'm in finance. I was a financial analyst at the time, and so it was insane, to be honest. Something I wasn't very prepared for, but I was honored to be a part of it.
And what What is your response to what you've witnessed since you wrote that article several months ago?
Yeah, I've gotten incredible. It's actually pretty split, so which I expected. I've gotten incredible feedback from the older generations, and of course, my peers are just basically in their set ways of, you know, you're only saying this from a place of privilege. And I said, well, I don't understand how it's privileged to be grateful for everything that I have as an American. I think it's entitled not to be grateful. I think it's entitled to be in this country that has lifted the most people out of abject poverty than any other nation in the world and has seen unprecedented safety, freedom, and prosperity, and sit in this country and say, I don't know, I want better. I think this, you know, my life's not that great. That to me is the definition of privilege.
And what do you think of the future after the last 3 weeks? What are your hopes for this nation, Alyssa Algren?
My only hope is that this country and its institutions don't get fundamentally destroyed. And I think we need to go back. We need to basically unbrainwash an entire generation that now looks at history as a fallacy, that now doesn't even know that 100 million people died under socialist and communist rule. My mom is from a communist country. I grew up hearing stories. We need to go back to the fundamental values of America and actually teach them. And that comes with alternative media. That comes with places like your show and things you don't hear in the mainstream media. And it comes to actually educating people on what we have here and realizing how amazing it is and how much of a blessing it is to be an American.
Well, we now have hope when we have people of your generation seeing things so very, very clearly and preparing to take a stand publicly, then we know that we can vouchsafe the values upon which this republic was founded. God bless you, and I hope you will be a regular guest on America First. That's Alyssa Algren. We will be reposting her article, her Facebook post on all of our platforms. You need to read it, and you need to share it. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, broadcasting from just outside the insalubrious swamp that is Washington, D.C., from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. Don't take my word for it. Listen to Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker, and I've been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor, and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. Wow. Don't you deserve to be the next Alicia? Of course you do. Go to ReliefFactor.com right now. See the amazing video testimonials from Americans across the land who are getting their lives back, liberated from pain. And then order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening, just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you'll know if it works for you like it works for Alicia, me, and thousands of your fellow Americans. You've waited long enough. Do it now. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
The answer is this. My generation has only seen prosperity. We have no contrast. We didn't live in the Great Depression or live through two world wars or see the rise and fall of socialism and communism. We don't know what it is to be like not to live without prosperity. That is part of Alyssa's incredible, incredible article, and she is so very right. And these are the moments when you realize there is hope, that there are those who understand the threat, who are millennials, and who will take a public stand. You have no excuse. None of us have an excuse. And that is why now and for the next few weeks especially, we must support the president and we must get to the bottom of what really happened in the election 3 weeks ago. So, Time to get your MAGA on. Put on that red hat. Grab your stars and stripes. Get onto the street. Protest. Reach out. Call, email, fax your state house, your chief clerk, your state secretary, and make sure, especially if you're in one of those key battleground states or districts, that that election is not certified and those electors' votes are not taken and sent to D.C. in mid-December. We can do it. You've got to support the president. You have to support the values of the founding. And even if you're not in one of those states or districts, you must take this fight to the public street. You must be brave. You must support the president. And you must send a message to the corrupt politicians and bureaucrats on both sides of the aisle. If you do that, there is hope. And people like Alyssa will have reinforcements. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First Thanksgiving Week. Hoping you have an incredible, incredible week. If you are preparing for Christmas, don't forget that you are a friend of me. If you listen to this show, you are a friend by dint of being a listener of the great Mike Lindell, the man who invented the MyPillow, which he has sold 51 million of. Why? Because they're just that good. And he's going to give you more than 60% off his products. The pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape. The president uses them. I use them. My whole team uses them because they're that good. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code G-O-R-K-A for those massive discounts. Or call 800-829-8468. Make sure that you're well rested, because the fight continues as ever. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Never give up. Never give in. Hold the line, my friend. And stay frosty.